Wednesday, 11th week, Ordinary Time 1, readings from the second book of Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 6. The point is this: he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God carries a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that you may always have enough of everything and may provide in abundance for every good work. And it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your resources and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for great generosity, while which through us will produce thanksgiving in God. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 1. Beware of practicing your piety before men, in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give alms, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by men. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and the street corners, that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by men. Truly I say to you that they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by men, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Theme: the faithful's duty to do merciful works. If one borrows, he must pay back. If he receives, he must give out. Since people have received everything from God, they have a duty to give back to him. Besides that, people also owe many things to others, such as their ancestors, parents, nation, teachers, brothers and sisters. They have a duty to give. Since people can't return to God, and sometimes to their benefactors, they must do for the ones in need. This is the reason that some people give back their properties, which they worked hard for, to religious orders or charities, not to their descendants or relatives. Today's readings concentrate on the human duty to do merciful works. In the first reading, St. Paul reminded the Corinthian faithful their duty and manner to contribute to the Jerusalem church. They had received many from both God and the church, so now they must also give generously and kindly return. In the gospel, Jesus warned those who give alms, pray, and fast for praising. If they do that, they shall have no compensation from God because they receive praises from people. Analysis, reading 1. He scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. The correct attitude about the ownership. First, we need to make clear that everything we have belongs to God. We aren't the owners, but only the stewards. If we are only the stewards, we must correctly dispense them, not to spend God's possessions lavishly. Second, God's given blessings are for building up the church, society, family, and individuals. As Paul said, God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that you may always have enough of everything and may provide in abundance for every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. When was blessed with abundant possessions, the steward must know how. When we are blessed with abundant possessions, when one is blessed with abundant possessions, the steward must know how to invest them to benefit God, others, and himself. He must generously give, because the more he gives, the more he shall receive. St. Paul used the image of a farmer to illustrate his point. He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. If the steward knows how to invest, he shall abundantly harvest. Last, one of the main reasons why people don't give out because they fear that they shall not have enough for their future. One of the reasons why people don't give is because they fear that they shall not have enough for their future if they get laid off, or when they're in old age or have sickness or are sick. St. Paul provided the answer for these people as follows. God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that you may always have enough of everything and may provide in abundance for every good work. Jesus also warned the rich who wanted to build big barns to store up his harvest. Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So we must believe in God's providence for us. The proper attitude when one gives alms. The way is more important than the thing one gives. St. Paul advised the Corinthian faithful, each one must do as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God gives a cheerful giver, loves a cheerful giver. There are at least three possible attitudes when people give. One, to gather praises. Some give so that others might take notice and praise his contribution. Such an attitude is also condemned by Jesus in today's gospel. These people shall not be rewarded by God because they received others' praise. Two, to give reluctantly and under compulsion. Some give because they are forced to give or to protect their face. Some give because they hope to receive back something in the future. Three, to give voluntarily. This is the attitude of those who know their duty and the needs of people they want to have. They joyfully give according to their means and the need. Such people shall be abundantly rewarded by God. Gospel, do good works with the right intention. There are many works which are good in themselves, such as to preach the good news, to help the poor, to pray, and to fast. but the disciples and the scribes made them bad because of their hypocrisy. Jesus generally warned his disciples about doing good deeds without a right intention, without the right intention, before he went in detail, telling of three main deeds of the Christian life, which are giving alms, praying, and fasting. When we do good things, our intentions must be fixed on God's reward, not any other things. Therefore, we shouldn't do good deeds to acquire human recognition, but to let God, who comprehends all things, reward us. To give alms. To give alms is to use what God has given us to share with the unfortunate. Tobias' father advised him with these words, precious words. Give alms from your possessions. Do not turn your face away from any of the poor, and God's face will not be turned away from you. Son, give alms in proportion to what you own. If you have great wealth, give alms out of your abundance. If you have but little, distribute even some of that. But do not hesitate to give alms. You will be storing up a goodly treasure for yourself against the day of adversity. There are people who reluctantly give, who show off their richness, or who thirst for human recognition. Jesus warned his disciples to get rid of these bad intentions as follows. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. We can't understand literally the expression, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, because it can't happen. Jesus simply wanted to teach his disciples that they shouldn't show off their good works for others to see. There is a difference between showing off and doing good with the right intention. The latter doesn't care for human recognition, but cares for people to know God. To pray. To pray is to raise one's mind to God, to express feeling, or to make a petition. The act of praying implies what is happening between the two parties, God and the one who prays, not the third party. When one prays to attract attention, how can they concentrate on God? Therefore, Jesus advised his disciples, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When he said these words, Jesus didn't prohibit the common prayers because he often went to the temple or to the synagogue to pray with others. What Jesus said today is only related to private prayer. Don't pray at public places to attract human recognition as the Pharisees did. To fast is to intentionally live without food for a short period of time for a religious reason, such as to repent and to ask for God's forgiveness, to ask for the Holy Spirit's guidance, to make a special petition. In order for one's petition to be answered, prayer and good works must sometimes be accompanied with fasting. If not, God shall not hear one's prayer. to fast for others to see, to fast for others to see by acting sad and gloomy is the hypocrite's way. Jesus taught his disciples, when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. Application in life. Giving away correctly is the way to invest for ourselves and our family. Many of us carefully invest for our family's financial future, but never think of spiritual investing. We forget that if our family walks according to God's way, we will never lack anything. Giving alms can benefit us nothing if we pay attention to human praises. Giving alms cannot benefit us if we are doing it for human praise. We should give alms because of our love for God and others, so that God himself will reward us with bountiful blessings.